Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Talton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Talton and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Hinton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sims. The throw from Talton and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Green reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. Talton moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Talton scores. Green moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Donaldson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinton moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hargan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Talton takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller scores. Hargan moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Hargan scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to home to get Davalillo. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Bill Stafford now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talton bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to third. Cater moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger tags and scores. Cater tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Phil Roof pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Horton strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew pinch hits for Duke Sims. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Webster reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gosger is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Cater is walked intentionally. Gosger moves to second. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive towards the mound. Hargan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargan hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton strikes out. There goes Salmon. The throw from Roof to Kubiak, and Salmon is out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Alvis strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Webster is walked intentionally. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Gosger bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hershberger moves to third. Webster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles and a walk. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Webster moves to third. Gosger moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.